Halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you with us. And once again, thank you to Laureen Gilbert, President and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services. Stepped in at 8 o'clock and it gave us the skinny with the Wealthwise moment. Thank you, Laureen. If you missed any portion of that conversation, it'll be up on the KXFM website on the podcast page. Just pop it down a little bit later on today. And there it is. And the same thing for this conversation. At 11 o'clock on November 11th here this year at Monument Point in Heisler, at Heisler Park, of course, there's going to be a Veterans Day and 75th anniversary post celebration. It's going to be music, certificates of recognition, a flyover. We're looking forward to it. And here to talk to us about that is John Gabbard. John Gabbard is commander of the VFW Post 5868 right here in Laguna Beach. Welcome and thank you for being here this morning, John.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. You are a Marine, correct?
Yes, yeah.
All right.
I was an enlisted Marine for 4 years and then got commissioned, made it to major, and then got out. Didn't want to drag my wife around the planet, so it was... She loved Laguna too much, so we stuck around.
Right. So I imagine that once she found Laguna, it was like an anchor. You weren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, my wife and I met at the White House.
Oh, excellent.
Here in Laguna.
Excellent.
Actually 21 years ago. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year.
Well, congratulations there.
Thank you.
Congratulations to her as well, and to both of you, and to the community for having you both in our community. The Marines have a long history here in our community, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, really starting with the formation of El Toro back during World War II, and then going all the way through the, you know, the late 90s, there was a large Marine Corps community here. And in fact, many of the our post members are former Marine officers, Marine pilots that served at El Toro and just stuck around after, you know, after they left active service.
Right. Now, that was your last assignment, was at El Toro?
No, my last assignment was Camp Pendleton. I was a combat engineer, and I was a company commander down there and then a battalion operations officer, and met my wife, right, out with my lieutenants one Friday night.
Right. What does Veterans Day mean to you?
You know, it's really a celebration of service for all of the armed forces, uniformed services that, you know, just recognizing all of the great Americans that have come before us and, you know, did the labor of love to serve this country so that we can remain free and prosperous.
Right. And I don't want to poke it here, but I in your career in the military, you lost friends?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many. Both in wartime and during peacetime.
Right.
You know, it's, I don't think people understand how dangerous being, just serving in the military is. You know, I had a buddy of mine lost 7 Marines in a explosion on a training range when I was a young lieutenant. Just, you know, every company commander before me and after me lost somebody either in combat or during a training mission.
And it stays with you forever.
It stays with you forever.
And on November 11th, you will feel each one of those losses just as starkly as you felt it then.
You feel it every day.
Right.
You know, Veterans Day is really a celebration.
Right.
Memorial Day, you know, is really the day when we dig deep and remember those who came before us.
Open up the scars.
You bet.
Okay. And tell us about this coming November 11th. What's happening?
It's going to be a great day. It's going to start around 10:45 with the Marine Band kicking off. We're going to have static displays by the police department, the sheriff's department. The color guard from the police department's going to do the colors. We'll have the local Boy Scout troop doing the pledge. Then we're going to go through all of the certificates of recognition from the local dignitaries. And actually, Michelle Steele's coming, our congresswoman. Assembly member Cotty Petra Norris will be there. Supervisor Lisa Bartlett. Mayor Bob Whalen. I've invited city council to be there. Local hero Charlie Quilter, Colonel for United States Marine Corps.
Tell us about Charlie.
Charlie is a Vietnam vet. And he's been a local institution for the better part of 40 years. And just, he's been the Patriot at the Patriots Day Parade. So he's a fitting person to have come in and give the speech. And then we've got, after the end of the ceremony, we're going to have a C-17 flyover.
Very cool.
You know, one of the big cargo planes out of March Air Force Base. They're the 542nd Air Wing, which is a reserve unit, is going to support us for that. So we're looking forward to that one. And, you know, it's going to really just be a tribute to all of the former post members that are no longer with us, or even the ones that are still here. You know, I'm 56, and I'm the youngest guy on our post by probably 20 years.
I was going to ask you that. Do you have post members, or do we still have people in town, post members that are World War II veterans, for instance?
We don't have anybody that's a World War II vet, but we do have three Korean War veterans that are still members of the post. We've got dozens of Vietnam veterans, just a handful of Gulf War veterans.
Okay.
You know, then there's myself. I not only Gulf War, I served during the Gulf War, but I also served during Bosnia and during, we did a couple of NEOs out of Central African Republic and out of Liberia. So I did all of that.
So when you speak with some of the older gentlemen, when you speak with Korean War veterans and Vietnam War veterans and you share stories, I know there's got to be similarities in these stories. And what are some of the differences in the stories that you find in your military experiences?
It is remarkable how similar life is, whether you served in Korea, you served in Vietnam, you served during the Gulf War, or you served in Iraq or Afghanistan. You know, you're always wet, you're always miserable, you're always cold. You know, it's just a universal truth, and people make bad decisions and you got to live with the consequences. The good things that really come out of it are just the level of camaraderie that you have with the young men around you and young ladies around you as well. It's something that never leaves you. You know, I'm still in touch with members of my platoon from almost 35 years ago. And, you know, the great guys, they're, you know, living lives, just having, you know, they're all strung out all over the country, from as far away as Virginia to as close as, you know, the Inland Empire.
Right. It really is a family that you never break that tie. Right. You never break that tie. So on behalf of the community, first of all, sir, thank you for your service. And I want to thank all of the veterans here in Laguna Beach for their services. And on November 11th, we invite you to Monument Point in Heisler Park for the Veterans Day and 75th anniversary post celebration. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to be there.
It's going to be a great time. Please, everyone, please come and help us celebrate 75 years of community service.
John Gabbard, commander of the VFW Post 5868 right here in Laguna Beach. Mr. Gabbard, thank you very much for being here this morning.
Thank you, sir.
It's a Wednesday. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:39 the time.